This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. China has to be one of the few nations on Earth trying to cool its rapid economic growth. The speed and scale of that growth has given China considerably more diplomatic muscle, and the Chinese are eager to reassure the world that they are not a threat. But the inauguration next week of a pro-independence president in Taiwan for a second term in office could impede China's hopes of a peaceful emergence as a new superpower. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
For a decade in the 90s, China was shaping up to be the new post-Cold War enemy of the United States. September 11th changed much of that. But the new leaders of the Communist Party in Beijing are still very much aware of perceptions abroad that China could be a possible long-term threat to the US and in Asia. This has led to the formulation of a new theory here, known in Chinese as Heping Jueqi, which translates roughly as peaceful rise. Jia Qingguo is professor of international relations at Beijing University. He says the theory is aimed at countering comparisons between a rising China and Germany or Japan of the 1920s and 30s.
As far as China is concerned, China is fully aware of the historical precedents, and China is willing to learn the lesson, not to let its rise to come at the expense of other countries. The rise of China would provide opportunities and challenges, but not conflict and war to international society.
Observers say they've seen a marked change in China's behavior even in the last year. A more confident China is emerging that acts more like a great power and less like a victim. Its priority in Asia is no longer supporting revolution, but promoting stability, which it needs for its own number one priority, economic growth. But Western observers of China say it's by no means guaranteed that China can rise peacefully. There are many reasons, says Evan Medeiros of the RAND Corporation in Washington, D.C., but top of the list is Taiwan.
Clearly, China's approach to Taiwan is the first and the most important test of how peaceful China's rise will be, though there are other indicators as well, including the ways in which China resolves territorial disputes. To what extent will China use coercive mechanisms to ensure it has continued supplies of resources to fuel its growth?
Another cause for concern among China's neighbors is Beijing's heavy investment in modernizing its military, and many see that military development as aimed at Taiwan. Chen Shui-bian is due to be inaugurated next Thursday for a second term as Taiwanese president, and he is committed to changing the Taiwanese constitution, a move China sees as another step towards formal independence. Beijing has said it will not renounce the use of force in its attempts to reunify with Taiwan. And this has led many observers to question whether China really is committed to a peaceful rise. But Jia Qingguo says the world cannot judge that by how China acts towards Taiwan.
China does not want war over Taiwan. If a war must be fought, then it will be fought. But the purpose is not to fight a war to achieve the rise of China, but to fight a war to defend your own country. That's a different issue.
The Taiwanese, and crucially their American backers in Washington, may not see it that way. China clearly does want to continue making up economically for the 30 lost years under Chairman Mao. But in the end, whether its rise is peaceful or not may well be decided by events outside its control. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.